The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi and good evening, everybody. From the Belleville High Banks in Belleville, Kansas, we welcome you to the Dirt Track Channel's coverage of the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals. It is Saturday night, and it's the 40 lapper, and we're on the verge of history after winning the first two nights. Jerry Coons Jr., if he wins tonight, will become the first driver in the 35-year history of the Belleville Midget Nationals to become the first ever three-time champion of that event. We'll find out in just a moment if he can make history tonight here at Belleville. Tonight's broadcast of the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals is brought to you in part by Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. By Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. By Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA, and by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway. Championship race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on Rod Ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality rod ends on the market, with on-time deliveries and customer service second to none. And this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. And welcome back to the Rod End Supply pre-race show here at the High Banks in Belleville. And right now we're joined by the man who is on the verge of potential history, but though in Victory Lane last night he said, this is Belleville, anything can happen. We're here with Jerry Coons Jr. Well, Jerry, you won last night. You won the night before on the quarter-mile track. What will it take tonight to not only win but become the first ever three-time winner of this prestigious midget event?
Well, it's going to take a little bit of everything. I mean, it's going to take, you know, a good race car, which I'm very confident that I'm going to have a good race car. And, you know, it's Belleville. It's going to take a little bit of luck, too. We got a dash to run here, and I think it's off a pill draw. So, you know, if we draw 7 or 8 tonight in the dash, I mean, that kind of sets us back. This place is very hard to pass on. Last year we were fortunate. We had to come from 10th last year because we had some mechanical problems the night before and ended up second. But I don't know if anybody's ever won this pass about the second row. So, it's just going to take a combination of a lot of things tonight.
As the fans can hear, there's a bit of a wind blowing this evening. The sun is back out. We had a little bit of a rain shower, considerably much cooler than it has been the past 2 days. How does weather affect this racetrack and affect tire wear throughout the course of the 40-lap feature event?
Well, I mean, certainly the cloud cover and everything is hopefully going to keep the track, keep some moisture in it, but at the same time, you don't want it to keep it too nice. When you want to get this thing widened up, it needs to get up next to the fence, else it's even harder to pass if it's just kind of wide open around the middle, and that's all you got to do. So we definitely want the track to dry up and move up against the cushion. And the cooler temperatures probably help the tire wear a little bit. I mean, our tires last night looked pretty good, but 40 laps on here, I mean, it's pretty hard on the tires and everything. So, the big thing is we just want to – hopefully there's enough racing going on and this place gets widened up so we can get up next to the fence.
If you were to win tonight and become the first ever three-time winner of the event, what would that mean to you? And talk a little bit about what it was like to win your very first Belleville Midget National back a few years ago.
Well, to be the first three-time winner is obviously something I would very much like to accomplish. But again, this place, not only are you racing the competitors, it's usually the racetrack here that gets you as much as anything. This place is one of those. There's a reason why nobody's ever won it three times. But winning it the first time back in 05, I think then it was almost a relief. I'd been coming here since 1990, so, 15 years coming here and not being able to pull off a win. We've had a lot of upsets, a lot of shoulda, couldas. And so I think the first one was it was a lot of fun. It was great, and it was kind of a big relief more than anything. But so that was certainly cool. And then to come back, 2 years later and be able to win it again in 07, and, that was very special too, because it just kind of – at least got a couple wins in the deal. It put me in, you know, up there with some very prestigious names and some guys that I have a lot of respect for that have been able to win this race twice.
The track does look a bit deceiving when you're sitting in the stands, 23 degrees of banking, one of the more banked tracks that you guys race on. From the cockpit side of things, how would you describe a lap around Belleville to the fans?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. This place changes so much. Like I said, early on, if it's halfway up the track and you're just kind of running wide open and you're keeping the car pretty straight, it's not that bad. You know, it's not really anything real difficult. It's later in the night when the track does slick off. It gets a couple feet off the wall. There's places where there might be a big curb, places there's not. The entry into three is usually very slick. It gets very black. So later on in the night, that's when it comes pretty treacherous there at the end, and you really got to hit your marks and like big thing, just kind of hit your marks and be in the same spot and be consistent. So last night was a pretty physically demanding, as far as the track was a little bit choppy up, trying to run where we were running in the cushion, a little bit above the cushion. It was a little bit choppy up there. So, pretty much running wide open in the corner and running through the ruts. There's a point in the turn one and two where it was a little bit choppy. It bounced you around enough. You kind of lost sight, vision just a little bit from the shaking around a little bit. So, it's very mentally, it's a mental track as much as a physical track, because you're always looking ahead, and it's very busy around this place at that going that fast.
And on Thursday night, of course, you picked up the win, leading all 25 laps, first over time the midgets were on the quarter mile. What were your thoughts about running on the inside track here at Belleville?
It was actually fun. I mean, the track itself was fun to race on. It's probably one of those tracks I wouldn't really want to start about 16th or 14th in a race to try to go forward. It was pretty narrow, pretty tight, but as far as racing the racetrack, the hot laps and qualifying, it was a fun little racetrack. And I mean, even the heats weren't bad. We were kind of running the bottom. I was able to move to the top and gain a couple spots in the heat race. And the heats were kind of racy, but it was fun. Like I said, it was a little bit on the narrow side, but, same for everybody. It was a little bit different, and it was a fun race.
Well, Jerry, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for taking time to stop and chat with us here on the Rod End Supply pre-race show. Maybe we'll talk to you later on in Victory Lane tonight after the 40-lap feature event.
Well, we certainly hope so. Thank you.
Jerry Coons Jr. trying to become the first ever driver in the history of the Belleville High Banks to win the Belleville Midget Nationals three times. We'll take a break and come back with more from Belleville here on the Rod End Supply pre-race show on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
Championship race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on Rod Ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality rod ends on the market, with on-time deliveries and customer service second to none. And this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
Well, here with Rico Abreu, rookie here at the Belleville Midget Nationals. Rico, last night, your first time on the high banks, what were your first impressions of this racetrack?
It's just a big track. It's really my kind of track. It gets real wide. With these midgets, it's a lot of momentum, up top, big cushion up top, right on the fence, and you get moving pretty good around this place, and it's just unfortunate that I got into the fence last night there halfway through the feature, and we tore up a lot of stuff on the race car, but we're still sitting okay tonight in points, and we really still got a shot at winning this thing.
Yeah, I watched you hit the fence last night, and then of course you rolled to a stop about a lap later. How much damage did you do to the car?
We got a lot in the rear end, a lot of stuff they can't fix. I think we, got a front flat and knocked both Jacob ladders out of it, or both bird cages out of it. So it's a lot of work to, put something back together in a short period of time.
You're having a really good season. You're picking up a couple midget wins. Of course, anytime you win at Sun Prairie, it's always a very great feather in your cap. Sprint car wins. What do it mean here for you here tonight to pick up a top five finish?
It'd be unbelievable. It'd be unbelievable to run top five or top three at this place. But, what I'm really shooting at is winning this thing, because this is a really historical racetrack, and I know it means a lot to Keith. And, I'm here to win races for these guys, and it'll be an exciting race.
We're talking now with Zach Dom. He's been running very well here in Belleville. You've had a pretty good season, trying to turn some things around. Your thoughts on what it's like to race here in the High Banks, especially up along the outer groove here at this prestigious event?
It's hair-raising. You're up there, you're on the fence there, you know, you screw up, you could end up in the cornfield. So, you're just trying to stay focused as much as you can. You know, you can't lose concentration here, and just keep the hammer down.
Heading into tonight, how do you guys feel about your chances of picking up a victory?
I don't know. It's going to be hard to beat Jerry. Jerry's good, and Brad's, I mean, he's just as quick. So I think, you know, right now I don't know if we got enough laps around this place yet to pull off a win. But if we can come home in the top five, maybe get on the podium, that'd make me happy.
And we're chatting now with Kelb Armstrong out of Newcastle, Indiana. He's been here a couple times before. Kelb, it's always good to talk with you. What are your impressions about running a midget here on the famed High Banks in Belleville?
It's always a special place to come to, and it's got so much history, and it's pretty cool to come and place here and run here. And we always have fun here, and ran pretty decent last night, ran third. That's one of my best finishes here, and hopefully we can get the car dialed in for tonight, and I think we got a good chance winning here tonight.
Weather has changed dramatically in the past 24 hours. We went from 100 degrees and sweltering now to overcast and a quite breezy day. How much is that going to play into the effect of what the track's going to have come later tonight when we have the 40-lap feature event?
It'll probably change dramatically. I mean, you go from like one day it's 100 and now it's like 80 and it's real windy out. So the track's going to be different, but we'll just make it, we'll just like adjust with it. And Kevin, he's pretty good at the car, so we'll get her dialed in and we should be good for the race here tonight.
You looked pretty fast out there the last two nights. What are you guys going to have to do tonight to put her in victory lane?
We just got to make some tweaks. I mean, last night we were pretty decent, just missed out on the little car setup, but I think we'll get dialed in tonight, and I think we'll be really quick here. And I'm confident, and I think we got a good shot winning here.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Back here at the High Banks here in Belleville, heat race number one of two for tonight's 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals lines up like this. Vance Lean out of Edgerton, Wisconsin, and Terry Goodwin will make up row number one. Don Droud Jr. out of Lincoln, Nebraska on the inside of row number two. Scheduled to have started on the outside of row number two from Quinter, Kansas, is C.J. Johnson. C.J. unfortunately blowing in the motor last night, not able to make the action this evening. That will move Chet Gerke up, and Chris Windham will round out the field. So eight laps the distance here at the High Banks. The temperature has dropped dramatically since yesterday. We are down to 76 degrees. Wind has died down. It was blowing pretty good, about 20, 30 miles an hour this afternoon, overcast. And we had a rain shower for about 5 minutes now. The sun is out, clear blue skies. And we are ready to go with the first of two heat races for you, followed by the dash, and then the 40-lap feature event. It's up to the rookie, Vance Lean, to kick the wheel here. They come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. And it's Levine, Arizona. Terry Goodwin, former resident here in Belleville, taking the lead. Here comes Chris Windham, dives down to the low side off of that number two corner. He takes over that number two position, looking for the lead. He has it coming off of turn number four as he slides up right in front of Terry Goodwin, and he'll take the lead on lap number one. Chet Gerke from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, the home of Stevie Smith, now moves up into that number three position as they shuffle the way down the backstretch. Right into the sun as they're up against the guardrail down to that number three corner. Three-car battle right now for the second position as Chris Windham in the Wookiee Pack, number 11, continues to pull away here in the opening laps of heat race number one of two, as that time it looked like Chet Gerke got a little out of shape and almost got tagged by Terry Goodwin as he shuffled back to fourth. Meanwhile, they're still chasing Chris Windham out of Canton, Illinois, as he continues to set the pace. Problems for Vance Lean going up in a big puff of smoke on the inside of row, on the inside of the track, and he's going to pull it off. A tough break for the rookie, third-generation driver, and the grandson of Lars Lean, the 1971 Badger Midget Champion. Four laps in the books, halfway down this time by four laps to go, as Chris Windham is running in a race all by himself, almost a straightaway lead over second place running Terry Goodwin. Chet Gerke, the current points leader in the Power I Midget Series, running in third, and then behind him it's Don Droud Jr. out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Four cars left now on the track after Lean pulled off with mechanical issues. As we mentioned before, C.J. Johnson not able to make the field tonight after blowing the motor in last night's feature event. Windham now working his way off of turn number four. He will see the white flag this time by from our starter. And as he has increased his lead to well over a straightaway now, works the middle groove. They have not really pushed it up to the high side just yet, but the track is starting to take rubber, especially down the backstretch and into turn number three. Off of turn number four, pointing it down the front stretch, in for the win, Chris Windham. Off of turn number four, the battle for second. Goodwin will get it over Chet Gerke with Don Droud Jr. rounding out the top four here in heat race number one. Heat race number two lines up like this out of Belleville, Kansas. It's Randy Boyer on the pole. Alongside of him from Kingman, Kansas, it's Jeff Stassa. Row number two, one of the real good guys in this midget racing industry from Roscoe, Illinois, it is Scott Hatton. And alongside of him from Tempe, Arizona, it is the son of the shoe, Casey Schumann. And then from Rutherford, California, Rigo Abreu. And out of Pocahontas, Illinois, Zach Dom. Off of turn number four with the Randy Boyer that kicked the wheel. Here they come. They'll fan out three wides. They battle for that number one position off of turn number two. Down the backstretch they go into that number three corner. Working the low side, it's Zach Dom trying to take the lead off of turn number four. And he will have the lead as he slides up in front of Jeff Stassa here at the start of lap number one. Rigo Abreu up to the high side. You heard Rico earlier talking about getting in to the fence and having a lot of damage on that car, a different car out here tonight, and he has been quick. He was one of the drivers under the track record, and he is motoring around the high side. That Keith Coons prepared number 67, battling with Casey Schumann for second right now as he has it. They're chasing down Zach Dom. Dom trying to turn his season around, has had some motor issues, and they went back to the Fontana. They've been fine ever since, and now it's a three-car battle as here comes Scott Hatton. Scott Hatton with several wins on the 2012 season here in midget competition. It is a three-car battle, and it's like Abreu gets up a little bit high, opens the door on the low side. Whoa! Looks like Rico Abreu is blown on left or right rear tire. That tire went high over the backstretch and into the cornfield. And that actually it came back on towards the track. I thought it was heading for the cornfield, and that tire was up over the lights. You talk about blowing the tire at the wrong time there going into turn number three. And as you heard earlier in our Rod and Supply pre-race show, we were talking with Jerry Coons Jr. Somewhere in the 130-mile-an-hour range, these guys are flying. And tonight, several cars under the existing track record. So we're under caution here on lap number four as Rico Abreu blows a right rear tire heading into turn number three. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. By Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA, and by the great folks at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway. So the Keith Coons team able to put a new sneaker on that right rear for Rico Abreu. He will join at the tail end of the field. They'll go single file, three laps down, five to go here in heat race number two. After we're done this heat race, we'll take a short break, come back with the dash, then we'll have our interview, and then we will have the 40-lap feature for you all right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. As the green flag comes back out here for heat race number two, Zach Dom shows the way quickly, looking to the high side now, trying to diamond off that turn is Scott Hatton. Can't make it happen. Trails Casey Schumann by about a car length. They go hustling down to that number three corner. Battling the sun as they go through. Here comes Rico Abreu. Works his way up to the fourth spot from the back of the pack, and he is hustling towards the front as we have four down, four to go here in our second of two eight-lap heat races. Zach Dom continues to show the way by about 10 car lengths over Casey Schumann, working that low groove now off of turn number four in the Pepsi Max blue and white number one is Scott Hatton. Hatton now really struggling with that car off of turn number two, sawing back and forth in the wheel as Rico Abreu is closing in on Hatton for third at the moment as we have six down this time by. And we'll have the white flag next time by Wyndham. Pardon me, Dom, all by himself now, continues to increase his lead. It's almost a straightaway as he will take the white flag this time by. Abreu closing in on the back nerf bar of Scott Hatton. They go to the high side through turns one and two. He's about two car lengths. Whoa, Abreu high up over the cushion, gathers it back in down the backstretch. Nice save by the youngster. Here they come out for turn number four in for the win. It's going to be Zach Dom getting second. Casey Schumann third goes to Scott Hatton. Fourth goes to Rico Abreu. Fifth to Jeff Stassa. And sixth to Randy Boyer. So we will take a short break and come back with tonight's six-lap dash as we get closer and closer to tonight's 40-lap midget feature for the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals here on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at Belleville, time for the dash to set up the rows. It is Zach Dom and Chris Wyndham, row number one. Darren Hagan and Chet Gerke, row number two. Caleb Armstrong and Jerry Coons Jr., row number three. And Brad Coon and Casey Schumann, row number four. Six laps to determine the first four rows here for tonight's 35th running of the Belleville Midget Nationals. Two by two now. They work the way down into that number three corner. Going to be up to Zach Dom to kick the wheel. Here they come off of turn number four. The green flag is out. Dom will show the way. They fan out three wide off of that number two corner. Down the backstretch they go. Chet Gerke looking to the outside. Down to that number three corner. Zach Dom on the move here off of turn number four. It's just a six-lap dash as here they come off of turn number four. Jerry Coons Jr. now works his way up into that second position. Darren Hagan running in third. Chris Wyndham in fourth. Wyndham under attack from the seventh of Caleb Armstrong as Armstrong dives down the low side through turn three and four. Hugs that inside rail. Slides up, and he'll have that spot, but back comes Chris Wyndham. Windham now trying to get the position back from Caleb Armstrong. Can't make it happen as Brad Kuhn closes in on him. Meanwhile, Jerry Coons Jr. trying to chase down Zach Dom. Alpha turn number four. Halfway home, three down, three to go here in this dash. And Jerry Coons Jr. is right there. Two car lengths separating him and Zach Dom. They hustle down the backstretch into that number three corner. On the right rear tire, up on that cushion, off of turn number four, Dom opens up a little bit of space as it's lap number four. Darren Hagan running in third. Caleb Armstrong in fourth. Running in fifth is Brad Kuhn. In sixth is Chris Windham. Down the backstretch, into that number three corner, Jerry Coons Jr. gets a run. Down to the low side. Here he comes. White flag is out off of turn four. Fans on their feet. Three car length lead for Zach Dom at the line. Coons running that high side through that number two corner. Down the backstretch they'll go, single file this time by down to that number three corner. Zach Dom is going to come off of turn number four, in for the win in the dash. Zach Dom, Jerry Coons Jr. second, Darren Hagan third, Caleb Armstrong fourth, Brad Kuhn fifth, Chris Windham sixth, and Casey Schumann will round out the field. We'll take a break and be back with tonight's feature event right after this.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
From Tucson, Arizona, Jerry Coons Jr. trying to make history tonight. It's the first ever three-time winner of the Belleville Midget Nationals. Rolling off on the inside of row number three out of Riverside, California, it is Darren Hagan. And alongside of him from Newcastle, Indiana, carrying our in-car video tonight, it is Caleb Armstrong. From Avon, Indiana, rolling off of the inside of road number three, it's Brad Kuhn. And alongside of him, from Canton, Illinois, it's Chris Windham. Row number four out of Tempe, Arizona, the son of the shoe, Ron Schumann, that's Casey Schumann. And alongside of him, the current Power Eye points leader out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Chet Gerke. Moving back to row number five on the inside, a rookie here at the High Banks out of Rutherford, California. That's Rico Abreu. And alongside of him, the longtime midget veteran out of Roscoe, Illinois, Scott Hatton. Moving back to the next row on the inside from Lincoln, Nebraska, Don Droud Jr. And alongside of him, it's Terry Goodwin. Then it's Jeff Stassa and Randy Boyer. And rounding out the field is Vance Lean. But Vance, of course, having engine issues earlier on in the evening. So that is your starting lineup for tonight's 40-lap feature event here on the DirtTrackChannel.com live from the High Banks here in Belleville. Absolutely gorgeous evening out tonight after some several days of extremely hot and humid weather. And as we get set to roll off here in just a moment or two, it is 68 degrees. Here in Belleville at 9:30. And every car now has a push truck behind it, so the anticipation is building as we get set. 40 laps around the famed High Banks. Everybody on their feet at the moment. Fans from all over the world listening. Fans from all over the world here at Belleville. And we're glad to have everybody here. It is a beautiful night. The cars now being fired off as they're pushed off behind the Melton Chevrolet Pace truck. And we are just a moment or two away from tonight's 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Rod and Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. By Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA, and our great friends down at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway. So cars being pushed off. We have three cars left to be pushed off, and then the field will form up. Understand we should have a four-wide salute and fireworks. So the only thing we're missing is the full moon off of Turn 2 for a nice, beautiful picture. The full moon not up as of yet here in the heartland. Guy's giving me grief here in the tower for talking about a full moon, but I'm not superstitious. Our lap counter in the infield, the Pepsi lap counter, will be working, so we'll keep you informed. Earlier in the evening, the URSS sprint cars, if you have a chance to check those guys out, they put on a fantastic show. Their 25-lap feature went green to checker with no problems. So check them out, URSS. You can find them on our 360 page, even though they're a 305 series. We do have a link to them on our page. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just log on to the Dirt Track channel, and there's two links there for Facebook. Twitter, which our handle is TDTC1, and also check out our high-definition in-car videos, which we'll have up for you Tuesday from the 7C of Caleb Armstrong. Very much thanks to Kevin Beseeker and the entire crew for working with us tonight and putting the in-car camera. In-car camera, of course, all of our in-car shots are from the great folks at JonesCam.tv. And the JonesCam, the official in-car camera of the Dirt Track Channel, fantastic device. It fits in the palm of your hands. In the television industry, we call it a bullet camera. And that is a fantastic device for its price, as now the cars are lined up just about two by two as we're rolling up on 9:39 Central Time, 10:39 Eastern Time, and moments away from the start of the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals. And now the field begins to form the famed four abreast off of turn number two, and it's going to be a great sight as they roll around this big 5/8 mile track on the outside, half mile on the inside, 23 degrees of banking. Just a tremendous sight as the fireworks from the inside of turn number one light up the nighttime sky here in Kansas. Fans are on their feet, and the four-wide salute now coming off of turn number four as they roll down here past the start-finish line. Our broadcast position is just to the right of the start-finish line by about 20 feet. Now they'll go back to line up two by two. So that lineup one more time. Zach Dom and Jerry Coons Jr., row number one. Darren Hagan, Caleb Armstrong, row number two. Brad Kroon, Chris Windham, row number three. Casey Schumann, Chet Gerke, row number four. Rico Abreu and Scott Hatton, row number five. Don Drought Jr., Terry Goodwin, row number six. And Jeff Stassa and Randy Boyer rounding out the field. Our starter will look him over. The green flag is furled in the hands. The anticipation of this race year after year gets more exciting. As the green flag has been shown to the field, we go racing next time by. As the Melton Chevrolet Pace Truck now will pull off to the infield. We're glad to have you with us here, wherever you're listening to us live around the world tonight. Thank you for being with us again Thursday night on the quarter mile and Friday here on the high banks. So it's two by two now down in that number three corner. And it's going to be up to Zach Dom to bring him down. Here they come. Zach Dom will show the way off the turn number two, and it's Jerry Coons Jr. showing the way. Here comes Caleb Armstrong. He'll race in a second. Dom shuffled back to third. They're already up against the wall off the turn number four. Lap number one of 40 in the books. Jerry Coons Jr. trying to make history. He'll lead lap number one. Coons now runs on that high side. Caleb Armstrong sitting right there in second. Brad Coon now moving up into third. As they race their way now down to that number three corner. Here they come off of turn number four, lap number two in the books. Race leader Jerry Coons Jr. second, Caleb Armstrong. Zach Dom now up into third. Brad Coon in fourth, and running in fifth is Chris Windham as they shuffle off down the backstretch. As Hagan now slowing to the inside off of turn number four, the Hawk, who started on the inside of row number two,
is slowed on the front straightaway here, and he'll pull it down to the low side on lap number three. Tough break for Darren Hagan as he rolls to a slow stop there between turns one and two, and we'll have to go yellow. Yellow out on lap number four here as Jerry Coons Jr. rolls up and slows down as we are under caution for the first time this evening here at Belleville. So four laps in of our 40-lap feature event. And tough break for Darren Hagan out of Riverside, California, the USAC National Midget Point Leader. Several wins on dirt and pavement this year. And he has rolled to the stop to bring out the caution here on lap number four. So we're going back, and it is lap number three now in the books of 40. Jerry Coons Jr. already pulling out to a sizable lead before that caution came out. Kelb Armstrong running right there in second. Running in third is Zach Dom. Fourth, Brad Kuhn. Fifth, Chris Windham. Sixth, Casey Schumann. Seventh is Chet Gerke. Eighth, Rico Abreu. Ninth is Scott Hatton. And tenth is Don Drought Jr. That is your top 10 right now here on lap number three as we get the green flag next time by. We had a good wind this afternoon. It was about blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour to the north. Now that has calmed down as we are about set to go back to racing. All the drivers on the high side. Here they come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. Kuhn jumps out right away. Windham running in second. Dom dives down to the low side. Can't make the pass happen for second. He's going to roll up right in front of Brad Kuhn. As it's a good battle for that third spot, Brad Kuhn goes down to the low side. Zach Dom to the high side, off of turn number four. Kuhn can't make the slide job happen. Settles back into position now, under attack by Chris Windham. Meanwhile, back out front here in lap number four, at the five-car length lead for Tucson, Arizona's Jerry Coons Jr., trying to become the first midget driver ever in the history of the Belleville High Banks to win this prestigious event three times. He has a now eight-car lead over Caleb Armstrong running in second. Those two are starting to pull away from third-place runner Zach Dom running in third. Dom running in third. Fourth is Brad Kuhn, and fifth is Chris Windham. Top five starting to put a little distance between them and the sixth-place running Casey Schumann, who has Rico Abreu all over him. Rico blew a right rear tire entering turn three, as you heard in his heat race, and now Rico, who hit the wall last night, dives down to the low side. He's going to try to pull the slide job on Casey Schumann. Slides it up. He's going to take over that position. Back comes Schumann. He returns the favor on the slide job as they hustle down through turns one and two. Down to that number one corner, Rico Abreu trying to work his way around Casey Schumann. That's the battle for fifth at the moment, as the gap now between Chris Windham and Caleb Armstrong and Jerry Coons. We have a caution on the speedway. Yellow lights are on, as I was saying. Caleb Armstrong was closing in on Jerry Coons Jr. here on lap number eight. Well, debris on the racetrack, that was the cause for caution here on lap number eight. And under caution, we can tell you that Jerry Coons Jr. is your race leader. Caleb Armstrong running in second. Zach Dom running in third. Brad Kuhn in fourth. Chris Windham in fifth. Casey Schumann in sixth. Rico Abreu in seventh. Chet Gerke in eighth. Scott Hatton in ninth. And Don Drow Jr. rounds out your top 10. Jeff Stassa in 11th as they come now down off of turn number four. We'll go back to racing here on lap number eight. Off of turn number four, the green flag is out. And while Caleb Armstrong get a great jump on that restart, dives down to the bottom. He's going to try to make the pass. Slides up in front of Jerry Coons, but Coons has the momentum off of turn number two. Jerry Coons Jr. back out in front. Tremendous slide job, and we have a four-car battle now for that top spot. As the third place now will change, as Brad Kuhn works to the low side of the end of the five, Zach Dom. Meanwhile, Caleb Armstrong not letting Jerry Coons Jr. get too far out in front. Armstrong with that right rear tire up against the fence. off of turn number four. 10 laps are in the books. 1/4 of the way down here at Belleville. 2 car lengths, the differential between race leader Jerry Coons Jr. and Kellip Armstrong, with Brad Coon running in third. Zach Dom running in fourth. As they come off of turn number four to complete lap number 11, Rico Abreu, the rookie, now up in the fifth. Scott Hatton in sixth, so they both got by the two of Casey Schumann. Schumann also a rookie here at Belleville this year. Through turns 3 and 4, it's starting to heat up to become a three-car battle. Jerry Coons Jr. still showing the way. As the track is taking a lot of rubber, he has about a 2-car length lead over Kellip Armstrong. And then it's 2 more car lengths back to Brad Coon. That's your top three as they race off of turn number 4 here on lap number 13. Those three started to put some distance over fourth place runner Zach Dom and Rico Abreu in fifth. Windham in sixth. Seventh is Casey Schumann off of turn number 4, lap number 15 in the books. Tucson, Arizona's Jerry Coons Jr. still showing the way. Now Brad Coon starting to close in on second place running Kellip Armstrong. Coon all over his rear nerf bar, dives down to the low side in turn number 3. And we have one car pulling off the track in the backside. And Kellip Armstrong still holding on to that number 2 position as he is getting a lot of pressure from Brad Coon. They are right there. That's allowing Jerry Coons Jr. to open up his lead as they work through turns 3 and 4. Lap 17 in the books this time by as the cross moveover flag is displayed. And as that happens, Kellip Armstrong's able to open up a little bit of distance between he and Brad Coon. 16 now laps in the book. 17 coming up this time by for race leader Jerry Coons Jr. Kellip Armstrong running in second, Brad Coon in third, Zach Dom in fourth, Rico Abreu fifth, and it's a distance back to Casey Schumann in sixth, Chet Gerke in seventh, Scott Hatton eighth, Don Drought Jr. running in ninth, and unofficially running in the top 10 at the moment is Terry Goodwin. Kellip Armstrong seems to have found something. He has moved in on race leader as he makes a move down to the inside of Jerry Coons Jr. trying to take the lead. And they slide up. Oh, they touch. And Armstrong saves it, but it allows Brad Coon to move up in the second position. Coon slides up to the high side. Armstrong trying to come back, can't make it happen. He and Jerry Coon slightly touched off of turn number 4. Whoa, one car, look out. Oh, my goodness. One car spinning. Another car hit that car, and we have a red flag as one car is on its side. Brad Coon involved. We know that Kellip Armstrong was involved as the red flag has come out. Terry Goodwin, the unfortunate victim there, looked like he slowed and then got hit and rolled over, and we are under a red flag. So under a red flag here at Belleville on lap number 19 of 40, we will take a quick break and be back with more from Belleville right after this.
Race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on rod ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality rod ends on the market with on-time deliveries, customer service second to none, and this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
Back here at Belleville, still under a red flag condition for Terry Goodwin over there in turn number 4. As we are under the red here on lap number 19, just one shy of the halfway mark here at Belleville for the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals. So Jerry Coons Jr. is your race leader. Now this is going to be interesting to see what happens here because Kellip Armstrong was involved in that. Brad Coon, we believe, is involved in that as well. And we'll have to wait and see until they push him back out where we are at in terms of the official running order as the full moon now begins to rise up over the back stretch, just off of turn number 2. Looks like Brad Coon
hockey is done for the evening. Everybody is okay. So word from the accident scene is that everybody is okay. Jerry Coons Jr. was starting to pull away while Caleb Armstrong and Brad Coon had a tremendous battle going before this red flag came out. So good to have you with us here this evening, wherever you're listening to us tonight. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your evening live around the world from the High Banks here. This is the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals. Don't forget to log on to their website, highbanks.org, to find out more of the activity that's going on, as they still have a few more races left here this season. The High Banks Museum inducted several individuals, Charlie Blasser and Earl Kuba. They were pre-50. And Marty Boyer, Dave Darlin, Keith Barker, Keith Coons, Rusty Coons, Larry Swanson, Keith Highstone, and Herschel Wagner all inducted this afternoon. So congratulations to all of those individuals being inducted into the High Banks Hall of Fame this afternoon. So the red flag now having been pulled off the starter stand, and we will get the yellow lights turned on, and that will mean that we'll have the cars being pushed off here momentarily. Thursday night, Jerry led all 25 laps, quarter-mile track, and then last night he took the lead on lap number 4 and went on to score the 25-lap feature event. And tonight, he's still leading since the drop of the green flag took the lead on the outside. So we get a word that in the work area, nobody changed any tires. So nobody will be making a run then from the back. Well, we understand Casey Schumann was one driver who did change tires. If you ever do get out here, make sure you put it on the bucket list to get out here if you're a midget fan, and make sure you stop by the 4-H Hall and on Saturdays and check out their prime rib dinner. Oh, absolutely delicious. So next time by, we'll be halfway. We're back to green flag racing here at Belleville. Here come the midgets off of turn 4. Quickly racing down to the low side. Rico Abreu tried to get around. Zach Dom couldn't make the pass happen as Jerry Coons Jr., your race leader, quickly jumps out to a 10-car length lead. They're working that high groove through turns 3 and 4. Halfway this time by, cross flags. Jerry Coons Jr., race leader. Caleb Armstrong running in second. Zach Dom in third. Rico Abreu in fourth. It looks like Chet Gerke out of Tulsa, Oklahoma is up in the fifth. Chris Windham is in sixth. Casey Schumann now coming up to seventh as they come off of turn number 4. Coons with almost a straightaway lead over second place running Caleb Armstrong. And actually running in sixth, that's Scott Hatton. Scott Hatton running in sixth. The two white cars look pretty much alike on the 5/8 mile on the backside of this racetrack. 22 laps are in the record books. Jerry Coons Jr. continues to stretch out his lead about 15 car lengths over second place running Caleb Armstrong. Armstrong with about 10 car lengths over Zach Dom. And then it's about 5 car lengths back to Rico Abreu. Chet Gerke, a good run for him. In fifth, Scott Hatton in sixth. Casey Schumann, seventh. Chris Windham in eighth. Don Drow Jr. in ninth. And Jeff Strasser in 10th. The 69 is back out of Randy Boyer. 24 laps now into the record books. Jerry Coons Jr. opening up the lead even more as he works that high groove and is up there right around the high side, right next to the wall here on this 23-degree banking, 5/8 mile track on the outside, half-mile track on the inside. He'll go around the lap car as he continues to pull away from Caleb Armstrong. Car is now getting strung out 26 laps into the books this time by. 14 to go for history for Jerry Coons Jr. as he continues to run it right up there over the cushion, right up along the guardrail through the high side of turns 3 and 4. Caleb Armstrong working that low groove off of turn number 4. As we have 13 laps to go for Jerry Coons.
Good battle on the track. Back in the pack further on, Chet Gerke, Scott Hatton, Casey Schumann, and Chris Windham. That's for 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Don Drow right there in 9th as Windham putting pressure on the two of Casey Schumann. 29 laps down, this time by 11 to go for Tucson, Arizona's Jerry Coons Jr. A full straightaway lead over the 7th seed of Caleb Armstrong. Meanwhile, back in the pack, still a good battle as we have cars up on the high side battling for the positions in the back half of the top 10. 10 laps to go. 10 to go for Jerry Coons Jr. As he works his way off of turn number 4, now 9 to go. Caleb Armstrong still running in second. Zach Dahm in third. Rico Abreu running in fourth. Chet Gerke in fifth. Scott Hatton sixth. Casey Schumann seventh. Chris Windham is eighth. And Don Drow Jr. ninth. Off of turn number 4, Coons has it in cruise control. Continues to work to the high side through turns 1 and 2. Rico Abreu starting to close in on Zach Dahm for third. The youngster hit the wall last night, had a tire blow on him tonight, and he is really pulling in and trying to wrestle a top 3 position as Jerry Coons Jr. hustles off of turn number 2 and down the backstretch, 33 laps in the books. Here comes Rico. Problems for the Zach Dahm machine. Smoke coming out from Zach Dahm. Rico Abreu has to check up. He's going to go around the high side of Zach Dahm. Problems for Dahm. He goes to the high side. He's going to slow down. Tries to come off the turn. He will be able to do so. Can he pull it in, or will the caution have to come out? And the caution comes out here on lap number 34. Left rear flat tire for Zach Dahm with 6 laps to go. As Zach Dahm gets a flat tire, moves Rico Abreu up into that number 3 position. We'll take a break and be back with more from Belleville, the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals, here live on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
And back here at Belleville, Coons with almost a 4-second lead before that caution came out on lap number 34 for Zach Dahm, running in third when the left rear tire went flat. He'll get 2 laps in the pit area to try to get the tire fixed. Jerry Coons Jr., your race leader. Second is Caleb Armstrong. And now Rico Abreu working down to the low side, trying to cool off the tires. He's running in third. And the shine from the track has taken so much rubber, you can see the light, the amber light off of turn number 2 with the reflection on the track. That's how much rubber is down on the track here on lap number 34. Good to have you with us, Sean Wood, with you here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Make sure you log on to Twitter and find us on TDTC1. Visit our sister site, openwheeltoday.com, our YouTube page for our high-definition in-car videos. Should be very interesting to see what we have from our high-definition in-car video from Caleb Armstrong tonight. We thank Kevin Beseeker and the entire crew for working with us this evening. Zach Dahm has his tire fixed. The new sneaker is on, and he will be rejoining the field. at the back of the pack. Should be interesting to see him come up through the back of the pack as quick as he has been over the last few days. So, the restart lineup looks like this. Jerry Coons Jr. is your race leader. Caleb Armstrong runs now in second position. Rico Abreu will be in third. Chet Gerke now from Tulsa, Oklahoma, up into fourth. Scott Hatton, fifth. Casey Schumann, sixth. And we'll hold it right there. So, Jerry Coons Jr., six laps away, potentially from history. What are the conditions of the tires as only Casey Schumann changed tires during that red flag for Terry Goodwin back on lap number 19. Here they come off of turn number four. The green flag is out, and Rico Abreu dives down to the low side. He's going to get around Caleb Armstrong for second. Slides up the hill. Can he make the pass in turn two? Yes, but back comes Armstrong. Armstrong to the low side. Down the back stretch they go. And it's Rico Abreu, the rookie, up in the second in the Keith Coons Motorsports. And here comes Zach Dom working that low groove off of turn number four. He slides up. Can't make the pass happen on Casey Schumann. Rico Abreu, Rutherford, California driver. Two wins this year. He won recently at Angel Park Speedway, one of the great midget tracks of our time, off of turn number four. He is reeling in Jerry Coons Jr., five to go. Now make it four. Here comes the youngster, Rico Abreu, working through turns one and two. Down the backstretch, 10 car lengths of differential as they go hustling down that number three corner. Here comes Rico off of turn number four. Coons with about an 8-car length lead, three laps to go. Caleb Armstrong runs in third, Chet Gerke in fourth, and Scott Hatton rounds out your top five. The differential is stabilized at the moment. Here comes off of turn number four, Jerry Coons Jr. Here he comes off of turn four, two to go, two laps from history here at Belleville. Jerry Coons Jr. now opening it up to about a 15-car length lead over Rico Abreu. They have distanced themselves from third place, running Caleb Armstrong through turns number four as one car slows and pulls it off the track. White flag is out. White flag is out for Jerry Coons Jr. He is to the high side through turn one, through turn two, negotiates down the backstretch. Crowd coming to its feet. They're about to witness history from Tucson, Arizona. Here he comes off of turn number four for the first time in the Belleville Midget Nationals history. Jerry Coons Jr. becomes the first ever three-time winner. Rico Abreu second. Caleb Armstrong third. Chet Gerke fourth. And it's Zach Dom getting by Scott Hatton at the line for fifth. History in the making tonight. Jerry Coons Jr., the first driver ever in the 35-year history of this event to win it three times. What a dominating performance. Jerry Coons Jr. leading all 40 laps tonight. He led all 25 laps on Thursday, and he took the lead on lap four on Friday night to lead 21 laps. A complete dominating performance for Jerry Coons Jr. out of Tucson, Arizona, in for the win in the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals. We'll take a break and be back with more from Belleville right after this.
Championship race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on rod ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality of rod ends on the market with on-time deliveries and customer service second to none. And this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
We're with our winner here tonight, and the first ever time that someone has won the Belleville Midget Nationals three times. He was talking about it earlier in our Rod End Supply pre-race show as he signs autograph for some young fans here. Jerry Coons Jr. getting the lead on the start of the race, never having to look back. Jerry, congratulations on becoming the first ever three-time winner of the Belleville Nationals.
Oh, thank you. Tough night. I mean, we got a great starting spot. The front row outside is generally the best start place to start. And thank you. Just we were kind of lucky there. We had a power steering line that had cracked, and we about two laps into the race, I had no power steering. So I couldn't... when that happens in these cars, you can't really turn to the left very easy. So I was kind of, I just wasn't able to run my entry the way I needed to, and was really, was kind of slowing up there, and had a yellow, and I almost pulled in to see if we could put some power steering fluid in so I could make it back up through there, because I knew I wasn't going to make it 40 laps the way it was, but I just thought I'd hold out and see what happened. And then, you know, you hate to see a red. You never want to see a red or anything, but car spun right in front of me. I thought I was going to be the red there for a second, and fortunately I missed them, and the red did come out. So we actually replaced the pressure line on the power steering under the red, and if it wasn't for that, we definitely wouldn't have been in victory lane tonight.
Because I was going to say 40 laps around any track without any power steering, but here, most importantly, a very tough thing to do. Overall, how did the car feel once you got going there, once we got the green flag laps going?
Oh, I mean, it was good from the drop of the green there for the first few laps till that started going, and I couldn't run as close to the fence that I needed to. So, yeah, after we got that changed, I made a couple of shock adjustments getting ready to line back up for the race. And, I mean, the car was just flawless. It was, I just can't say enough about how much the car handled. It just did what I wanted to do, and I was pretty much, flat out. You get a little bit free on entry here because of how slick it is, and I would pedal it just a little bit just to keep from buzzing the tires as much. But other than that, we were just pretty much wide open, and just the spike car was just perfect tonight. And the Esslinger's never missed a beat on anything. Restarted great, and just ran perfect all weekend.
Tell you what, there were some great restarts going there, especially with guys like Rico Abreu back behind you. He had a good battle there with Caleb Armstrong right in the first two laps. And so talk about, even though the field is small, talk about the quality of drivers that was here this weekend.
Well, I mean, I should say, like I said, it's unfortunate that the field was kind of small, but, you still had, thanks, Dar. You still had some great guys here that we had to beat, and like I said, Belleville with Brad Coon here and Caleb Armstrong, Zach Dom starting on the pole. He was very good in the dash, and like I said, Rico was first time here, but Keith Coon's always puts together very good race cars here, and so no surprise to see him up in the front too. So like I said, it's just very special to get that three. It's one of these places that people want to win one time, and when you get two, then it's like, well, nobody's won it three times, and I just wanted that opportunity, and it's pretty proud of that accomplishment, very excited about it.
Jerry, congratulations. Thanks for taking time to talk with us here in our post-race show.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Oh, Rico, congratulations. Great second-place run. Talk about the evening here at Belleville for you.
We had a little struggle there in the heat race. We got into the fence again, and bent the rear end, and, we struggled there working – getting it back together so we can get back out there in the feature, and ended up starting ninth, and they're hung in there for the first 20, and then the last 20, we really drove our butts off, and I can't thank Keith and Christo and Pete. They gave us a great car. It's just what an accomplishment it's been to run second to Jerry. I wish we would have won this thing, but it's good to run second to Rusty and Jerry and, Keith's brother. I know the intensity between them when wanting to win here is, they take it to a whole nother level. And it's just awesome that we're running up front with the best.
You had your tire explode going into turn three, probably one of the quickest parts of the race there during your heat race. Tell me, what was that feeling like, and what did you think about what your chances were for the feature at that time?
Well, I knew, we had to win that heat race to get in that dash, and that tire blowing is unfortunate, but it happens in racing, and it's just unfortunate, but it all paid off at the end. And Keith and Christo and Pete, they worked their butts off, and I just can't thank them enough for giving me a great race car.
All in all, as you let things soak in and coming home second in the 35th annual Belleville Midget Nationals, what are you going to take out of this weekend for your first time ever here at Belleville?
It's good. It's just what an accomplishment it is to run up front here, and this track's so historical, and hopefully, we can keep this race going every year.
Thank you, Rico. Congratulations, second place run. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Third place finisher Caleb Armstrong joining us. Good, solid third place run. I know you like to have had a second. Talk to me about your night here at the Belleville Midget Nationals.
Well, our night wasn't too bad. I mean, we had a lot of stuff happen. I mean, we took a while to get going because we ran a different tire, and once we got going, I think we started catching Jerry. And I hit the wall going down the front straightaway, and I kind of lost him. Then I started gaining him again, and that wreck happened with the lap car, spun out, and me and Coon got in. We hit him, and it was unfortunate. And I have like a broken Jacob's ladder and all sorts of stuff. And all of a sudden, the last 10 laps, my motor started laying down. So I was just hanging on, and third place finish. It feels like a victory to me tonight.
So a popular win for Jerry Koons Jr. here at Belleville. The rundown, unofficially, Jerry Koons Jr., your winner, Rico Abreu second, Caleb Armstrong third, Chet Gerke fourth, and Zach Dom fifth. Scott Hatton sixth, Casey Schumann seventh, Don Drought Jr. eighth, Jeff Stassa ninth, and Chris Windham rounding out the top 10. Randy Boyer 11th, Brad Kuhn 12th, then it is Terry Goodwin 13th, and rounding out the field is Darren Hagan. We want to thank everybody for listening in this evening, wherever you are live with us around the world. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of the night. And as always, we greatly appreciate you listening in. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you in part by Rod and Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. And by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway. And by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. For all of us here at the DirtTrackChannel.com and the entire Belleville High Banks race officials, Fair Amusement Committee, from the 35th Annual Belleville Midget Nationals, your winner in history tonight, Jerry Koons Jr. From Belleville, good night, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.